Welcome to Single Mommy Fabulous, the podcast, episode 7, Digital Life, Tween Takeover.
Wait, what? Michael, what?
Are you guys ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, what rules have your parents given you about being on the internet?
I don't know. Chat rooms.
What about you?
I don't really like. I have to. I can't be on phone after 8. Because I have 30 minutes till bedtime and I can't talk. Yeah, or I'll get stuck on the phone and I won't want to leave. Then I'll be up all night. Yeah,
that happens.
True.
They have given us rules like we can't really watch YouTube as much unless we've shown them what we're watching, and we can't really do a lot of stuff on the internet because it's not a safe place, unless it's like a secure site.
Yeah, so we can't be rude to our parents because we know that that's like a weird thing, and every time we be rude to someone or our parents and like get disrespectful, we lose something of ours.
Yeah, because like, so pretty much they don't want us to go on the internet because it's like it's not safe, and sometimes like what you read will affect the way that you act.
Two guys. Do your parents limit the amount of time you spend on the internet aside from distance learning?
Let's say
1 or 2 hours again.
Wow. I could say like every time I have a break, like an hour, and before school, I just do it. So that's like another hour. And then after school, which is like 2 hours.
Okay.
So like,
of course.
Whoa. Yeah.
You. Do I have to go to sleep?
Okay. What time?
Which is 8 o'clock?
How long are you on the internet, though? Or how long does your mom let you be on the internet?
1 or 2 hours.
Okay. Like me.
Hey, I kind of do. Sometimes I do.
Yeah, sometimes and sometimes not. But like if we're on a Zoom call with our cousins and they're like, hey, you have 30 minutes, it usually goes into like 40 or 50 minutes because we lose track of time. But most of the time they don't on weekends and stuff like that because we practice piano and stuff.
Okay, so what do you like to do with your devices, like your phone and your iPad? I know that you got a phone. I'm not going to say your name, but you got a phone. So tell me about your phone usage and stuff.
Okay, so it's not like when I had my old phone that I had to ask to use. So I can carry my phone with me. It's just that like when I carry it with me to restaurants and stuff, like I can't be on my phone. But when we're in the house and, like, I need to look up something in my spare time, like, they'll ask me to look up something random, so we'll do it. But I'm not on it all the time because that's just, like, not healthy. But I'm on it during my breaks and stuff because I like reading the ebooks on it.
I sometimes tell, don't be too much on your phone because, like, I don't want to wake up one day and they will only on her phone texting and becomes a text monster.
I would say, well, watch videos at least. Or play Roblox,
I guess. I would play mostly my video games that I have. I have lots of them. I can't even name them. So yeah, I have too many.
Yeah. I'll just cover.
Yes. Okay. Have you made friends with anyone online that you haven't met in person?
My answer is just yes. I've made a lot of friends online that I haven't met.
Yeah, I have too.
I've made one immediately because my friend that I met in school met them online, and then they tell each other names, and then I met them. Yeah, and she's older than me. Yeah.
That is a yes, because I actually made a friend online. She kind of, it's really weird because we were like talking to each other, and it was actually on Roblox, and
we unfriended her though.
Yeah, but her name was Sandy the Dog A, but she was really nice to me. And then
yeah, she kept teleporting and raiding our houses, so we're like, no, we're not friends anymore. But I have made friends in distance learning. I've actually made a ton of friends. When I started at my new school, at my Google Hangouts chats, there was one which was my web group. And then now there's like 50 chats for all my friends. But I made a really good friend at school. Her name was Malia. I'm not like good friends, but like we're friends. And then, yeah.
But probably made a lot of friends because she's in a new school now, but I haven't made any friends in my class because I already have a ton of friends in my class. I know everybody in my class, and I know everybody in person.
Okay, so girls, do you share your passwords with...
So, yeah, actually. So, I have to share every password. Whoa. I have to share every password that I have with my mom and dad because they said that they're not going to look in there without my permission. And like with like safes and stuff or my jewelry boxes or anything like that, they have to have it has to have two keys, one for me and one for them. And like my mom usually keeps them. She says, I'm not gonna go in there unless you tell me it's okay. Stuff like that. It's like an honor system sort of.
And kind in everything that we use, everything in this house is my dad's.
Yeah. It's like not like that, but everything that's ours is also our parents. Yeah. Because if our parents didn't give it to us, how else would we get it? We get all of our money from our parents telling us stuff like, oh yeah, do that, and then like, so yeah,
Leona's phone and stuff, that's dad's old work phone.
Yes.
Are you guys being truthful? Do you have other passwords that you don't give your parents?
No. There's one password I forgot, but I saved the password.
Nope. Never.
I don't have the password.
How much do you tell about yourself to people you chat with in game?
A
random person, I just say hi. Yeah, I say hi. Can we trade on some games that have trading? Yeah.
Do you guys give out any personal information?
I just say hi and ask them how they're doing.
I don't do that at all. I just say hi. Like, I say hi, and then I start laughing. I just say XD, and then I walk away. That's all?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think it's a good idea to give people personal information online?
No.
Question. No.
No. Like, do you think we shouldn't give it up because they can track our location?
And they can steal you.
Yes, if they're
they can kidnap you.
Kidnapper.
An attempt to kill you.
Yeah, right. If you give them too much information, they can come track your location.
And they can come steal you.
I don't really say anything like, in games, if I say my age, I'll say like either 2 years younger or like a year younger. Because if I say older, then like they might say stuff that like my age shouldn't be hearing, so or seeing or whatever. So I usually put like a year younger, and the same thing with logging in to stuff. I never put my real birthday, stuff like that, because I had a time in Roblox where we were playing. What's eviction, and everyone was living in a house and you could get evicted from the house, and this one person got evicted, and since he was voted off, he said that in IRL he's gonna kill everyone, which is not okay. So
moving on.
I'm telling the truth with this. We're going to the top Honest. We're telling our honest donut pizza.
Donut
pizza? Yeah.
So how much do you tell people about yourself on the chat in games?
None.
Have you ever told anybody your location, where you live?
No. 0%.
Zero.
They could find you.
Do you ever get mad when your parents tell you to get off your devices and go to bed or do something else?
Yes, I get very mad. Because, I want to keep playing. Okay, yeah. Yes, bye.
Sometimes.
But, yeah. Yes, sometimes. Most of the time. All the time, yes.
So why are you getting mad at your parents?
Because I don't want to go to bed! Also, yeah, exactly. I want to go to bed and I want to keep playing. I can never fall asleep. So my dad always says I look tired, but I don't think I'm tired. Like, I'm not tired. I'm full of energy. Energy to the top.
Sometimes.
Okay,
so it actually depends, because if I'm in a bad mood because I didn't get enough sleep, then yes. But if I'm like, but if I've been on the computers for a while and like go do the dishes, yeah, it's not the best thing, but like, I don't know. Like, you kind of have to ask my parents about that one. Because, I mean, in my opinion, I don't. But, like, it depends on what mood I'm in. If someone just scammed me, then I'm like, oh, no, don't talk to me. I'm not doing anything right now.
But
then there's consequences. So.
But sometimes when Luna gets mad because she can't get off the electronics when she's in a bad mood, we get consequences and then... I'm sometimes wondering if I can still play on Roblox. I'm like, can I punish?
But have you ever shared your password with your friends?
Yes. Just straight up.
So it actually, that also depends. If they're like my super close friends and they're like, they ask for my, like, the password to my Webtoon account or something, I'll give it to them, because, like, Webtoon's free. Like, I never give them passwords and stuff that costs money.
But, one time we went to my cousin's house, and she told me her password, but since we had the same tablet on school, she told me her password, but she told me not to tell it, so I won't.
No, I don't give my password to anyone, even if it's my friend.
Say it's not school, or tell me what you do on a school day. Tell me how important it is for you to see your device. So when you wake up in the morning, what is the first thing you do? Do you go to the bathroom first, or do you go to the bathroom and then pick up your device? Or what is your routine in the morning?
Okay, so...
usually when I wake up, I don't automatically get on my devices like, Mom, can I play Roblox, or Mom, can I go on my tablet? I wait, I eat my breakfast, and maybe in the afternoon I ask her. If she says no, then maybe tomorrow or a night.
So if it's the weekend, then like, usually I have to do, the new rule is that I have to do the dishes, which is my chore. I have to clean the kitchen before I do any electronics, because usually I would turn on the TV and not have any worries until they're like, okay, I'm up, now you have to do the dishes. So now I just have to do the dishes, and then I can watch TV. But in the morning, if I have like three dishes in the sink, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get up and do it. But also sometimes if I have no dishes, I'm like, I'm tired, I'm not gonna play on my devices now. When I was
Well, I would basically go to the bathroom first, laze about a little bit, I know what I would do.
I would get ready for school. I would do my meeting.
Not what you would do. What do you do?
Yeah, what do you do?
What do you normally do?
What do you do?
It's okay that if you're... One of the things I want you guys to remember is you don't have to worry. This is a no get in trouble zone. So this is, we just want your honest opinion. Okay.
Then I know what I do. First, when I wake up, I lay back in bed. Then I get up. Then I check for notifications. Then I go to the bathroom. Then I grab my iPad. Then I get dressed. Then I think I go downstairs. Then I play on my iPad. And then I have breakfast. Then I go on Zoom. Then I do a lot more stuff.
I would wake up, go to the bathroom, get dressed. My mom would have to remind me to brush my teeth. Start Zoom. And then after that, I do my work. And then just play Roblox all day.
Okay, first I wake up. Usually I go back to sleep because I'm really tired. And then when I actually get up and get dressed, I go to the bathroom. And usually watch TV for a little bit. And then I still watch the TV and play on my tablet.
What about school? How do you think that being home is and doing school is different? Is it better? Do you like it better? Do you want to go back to school? Are you learning what you think you're supposed to be learning from school? Talk about going to school online and having distance learning be the way that things are.
Well, I would like to go back to class and, you know, live like a regular student. But since COVID is still spreading, I can't do that.
That's exactly
so why. So I feel sad and uncomfortable.
I just feel weird. Because I moved to a new school. And now my old school things were much different. I don't know. Because I didn't have a uniform, which I have to wear when I go back to school. Which is sad.
But talk about how you work at school. You were talking to me when we were talking. You were saying something about the applications you used and the things. Do you feel like you have more responsibility working from home?
Yes.
Yeah. Also, so talk about you have more responsibility.
I have way more responsibilities. And also now that I have more responsibilities, I have to host a Zoom call with my parents telling my goals, which I'm scared.
I've never done a podcast before, so I don't know what it's like.
Well, this is your first time. You guys are doing good. About you, do you feel like you're learning what you need to learn? Are you thriving with this kind of school? I mean, tell me about how you feel.
I think I work better when I'm actually going to school instead of online, because I think I work better going to actual school than online. I don't really know the reason.
Is it harder for you online?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need the teacher's interaction. If that would help you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I watch things that my parents don't approve of sometimes.
Where do you watch them?
Basically at home.
Like what site? Do you watch it on YouTube?
Yes. I watched those videos on YouTube.
There's like this one. I do watch videos because like you guys tell me not to watch this channel, and then I watch it on YouTube. There's one channel I know you guys told me you don't want me watching, and now I forgot what channel it is, but I still watch it.
No, I don't. I don't watch things I'm not supposed to.
Well, Well, high five to you. Good job. Tell me why you don't really listen to what your parents say about you. And I don't want to, I'm not, like I said, you're not going to get in trouble, but why don't you listen to your parents? What's so interesting? What draws you to watch these videos?
Well, they're just interesting, and my parents never seen me do it before, but when they, like, come in the room, they can see it in the corner of their eye. I'm like, oh, no. The coy, man. The sad
one.
I have no idea.
You don't know why you watch them?
Yeah, sometimes I forget that they say not to, and then I watch it, then I get in trouble.
Okay, I have a bad memory.
Don't blame me.
Okay. Do you think that you would rather go outside and play or stay inside and play on your tablet?
I would stay inside and play on my tablet.
I know what I would do.
Computer. I know what I would do. I would go outside, turn on YouTube videos, and jump on my trampoline.
So you do both.
Yeah.
I'd do both.
Why are you watching TV? And she's like, don't talk to me, I'm watching TV.
I'm like, hold on, my show's on.
Peace
out. Peace. All right.
Bye.
They said peace.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm out.
Bye. All right, guys. I think we're done.
Okay. We just want to thank our tweens for joining us this episode. I think we all got a lesson in their view of digital life. In part two of this series, we will explore how, as parents, we can shape our children's relationship with technology and how to keep them safer in an increasingly digital world. You've been listening to Single Mommy Fabulous, the podcast. Until next time, stay fabulous.